This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Record numbers of people voted on Sunday in Hong Kong's district council elections. They are viewed as a test of support for Chief Executive Carrie Lam following 6 months of often violent pro-democracy protests. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
This is Hong Kong's first election since anti-government protests began 5 months ago. If long lines outside polling stations are any indication, many Hong Kongers are eager to express their opinion. This voter, Mr. Ma, says he sees the elections as an extension of the protest movement. He says he wants to see a big change. Another voter, Ms. Kwok, says local political offices have been dominated by pro-establishment candidates for years. She says she wants more Democrats in office. Voters are electing district council members, which actually don't have much power. The outcome, though, will be seen as an important measure of public opinion. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Pope Francis is demanding world leaders renounce atomic weapons. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The pontiff has declared the possession of atomic arsenals unacceptable, going beyond his predecessors to condemn the Cold War-era doctrine of deterrence and demand a complete ban on atomic bombs. Francis made the comments while standing at the Peace Memorial in Hiroshima at the end of a day in which he paid homage to victims of the U.S. atomic bombings there and in Nagasaki, Japan. It was the first full day of a three-day visit. Francis first condemned the possession of nuclear weapons in 2017. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com. And for news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Iraqi police say security forces opened fire on protesters in southern Iraq, killing at least five people and wounding dozens of others, continuing weeks of unrest in Baghdad and some southern cities. Police say protesters gathered overnight on three bridges in the city, and security forces used live ammunition and tear gas canisters to disperse them, killing three. More than 50 others were wounded. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, at least 27 people were killed, including some on the ground, when a small plane crashed into a densely populated neighborhood in Goma. At the crash site, residents threw water from buckets and cooking pots onto the smoldering wreckage. A Reuters witness at the scene said two people were rescued before the plane exploded. 22 people have died from measles in Samoa. Reuters reports all the deaths except one were of children younger than 5 years old. The South Pacific island has declared a state of emergency with nearly 2,000 cases of measles reported. The government has initiated a mass mandatory vaccination program. New York billionaire Michael Bloomberg formally launched his Democratic presidential bid today. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The former New York City mayor made the announcement on his campaign website, writing, "I'm running for president to defeat Donald Trump and rebuild America. We cannot afford four more years of President Trump's reckless and unethical actions. He represents an existential threat to our country and our values. If he wins another term in office, we may never recover." Bloomberg's entrance, just 10 weeks before primary voting begins, reflects his concerns that the current slate of candidates is not well positioned to defeat Trump. Bloomberg also has the personal wealth to make himself a force. He's already reserved more than $30 million in TV ads. Julie Walker, New York.
A United Nations vehicle was targeted in a bombing Sunday in the Afghan capital, Kabul. An Afghan official says initial reports indicate at least one foreign citizen was killed. A girl in India has shattered two world records. Reuters' David Doyle has her story.
8-year-old PDV Saruda from the southern Indian city of Hyderabad has shattered not one, but two world records.
I broke two world records. Those are most number of origami models made by an individual minor female in Bannar, and the second one is most number of ceramic tiles broken by an individual minor female in 20 minutes. I made 202 origami models and broke 350 tiles in 20 minutes.
Saruda's martial arts trainer, Ashwini Anand, says her dedication and confidence is admirable.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.